I remember when I was only 3 years old, I gave my parents a dreadful scare at the beach. Stormy Wilson had a similar experience at the beach one time, but her story has a bit of a twist to it. Stormy had a little 4-year-old girl named Misty, and both of them loved God, and Stormy thanked God for Misty often. Stormy decided one weekend to take her daughter Misty to the beach. Stormy wasn't married, and her boyfriend left her when he found out that she was pregnant. Stormy was hurt very badly, but tried to be strong for Misty's sake. Stormy prayed as she drove. Father God, I ask that you grant us a fun time as well as a safe time while we are at the beach. I also ask that you bless Misty's father and put it on his heart to want to be a part of Misty's life. In Jesus' name, amen. Misty woke up from her nap and was listening to her mother pray, for when Stormy said amen, Misty also said amen. Stormy smiled at Misty in the rearview mirror. Stormy also felt a calm come over her that she couldn't really explain. She decided not to knock it and just go with it. This would turn out to be a good decision. She was soon driving down Ocean Boulevard in Myrtle Beach. She pulled into the parking lot of a Holiday Inn, unbuckled Misty from her car seat, and went inside to the office. She paid for a room and went up and unpacked. Misty was pitching a fit to go to the beach. I want to see the sea! I want to see the sea! Misty kept saying as she jumped up and down excitedly. Finally, they were on the sandy beach, and Misty was very excited. This was her first trip to the beach. The sun was bright, and both Stormy and Misty were happy. After 2 or so hours on the beach, Stormy decided that it was time to eat. They went back to the hotel room and had supper and prepared for bed. We'll go back to the beach tomorrow, Stormy promised Misty. The next morning, they went back to the beach and went for a walk. Stormy turned to show Misty something, but Misty wasn't there. She was nowhere to be seen. Stormy panicked. She called for Misty but got no answer. She ran down the beach all the way back to where they had started, but Misty was nowhere in sight. Stormy began to cry. She saw a lifeguard and ran to him. I can't find my daughter anywhere, she said hysterically. Calm down, the lifeguard said. What does she look like? He asked. Stormy took a deep breath and described Misty as best as she could. There was another lifeguard there. That lifeguard radioed Misty's description to the other lifeguards. The two lifeguards decided to go in separate directions and look for Misty. Stormy sat on the bottom step of the lifeguard stand and began to cry. Please, Lord, bring my daughter back to me safely. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Stormy decided to go back and check the hotel room. She ran to the room, looked all around, and called for Misty, but Misty wasn't there. She went back down to the beach and went back the same way that she had went earlier, all the while calling for Misty. She sat down, right there in the sand, and began to weep. Misty, where are you? She would call out. It seemed like she had been out on the beach for hours. She didn't know what else to do but go back to the lifeguard stand and wait. When she approached the lifeguard stand, she noticed that the lifeguards hadn't returned yet. She was sobbing almost uncontrollably now. She would call for Misty periodically, but she got no response. She felt like giving up, but she knew that she couldn't. All of a sudden, she heard, Mommy! She turned and saw a young man holding Misty. Stormy ran and took Misty in her arms and hugged her. You scared me half to death, Stormy said to Misty. I'm sorry, Misty said through tears of her own. It was then that Stormy noticed who the young man was who handed Misty to her. It was Misty's father.